on, y'all? What's going on, y'all? Susie Larios Nunes here, another live video. All right, so I've been reading some scripture on raising children. I myself have a child. She's 3 years old. I was a substitute teacher for maybe 5-6 years, on and off. I was a teacher, elementary music teacher for a while, so I kind of seen a lot of stuff as far as kids in, not in the home setting, but more like in a school setting. And my heart goes out for kids that aren't being raised right, or they don't have the model parent or the model mom or dad, you know. So I just wanted to share some scriptures with you guys, and I'll leave a link right here in the chat, so that way you can look at all the scriptures that I'm looking at right now. I think I'm gonna wait for a little bit more people. I'm just gonna go ahead and start. So the very first one is Proverbs 22 verse 6. Proverbs 22 verse 6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go; even when he is old, he will not depart from it." Okay, so basically, when I read "train a child in the way they should go," I think of the word "train." I think of it like training, and training takes work. It takes work, and it takes time. You got to know what you're training for, what the end goal is, and to find the end goal, obviously, you got to know who God is, who Christ is, and the way that his way is the right way. That's the end goal. So it takes time and effort to train your child. So you put in the time, you put in the work and the effort that it takes to train your child, and give them opportunities to fall and to fail. I know that a lot of times we want them to get a certain concept like right away, get it, you know what I mean? Without giving them the opportunity to fall, you know what I'm saying? Because if they don't have the opportunity to fall, then you won't have the opportunity to pick them up and say, look, here, try it again this way instead, you know what I mean? And then, so kind of applaud them when they fall and just say, hey, that was a good job because you actually tried to do it. You know what I mean? So you train them in the way that they should go, which is the ways of the Lord. And the two key scriptures that that come to mind are Proverbs 22:6 and Deuteronomy 6-7. So Deuteronomy 6-7 actually says, "You shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall talk with them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down." So this is, you're training them in God's word and what God's word says. It's more about what God's word says and less about, like, you know, the lessons you're trying to teach them in life, which those are important as well. So that's what I think, that's what it means by train up a child in the way that they should go. So you got to put in the time and the effort that it takes. You got to give them opportunities to fail and fall, so that way you can train them in the right way. And you also, you got to know the word yourself in order to train them and teach them what the word of God says. So those are three very important things Proverbs 22:6. Train the child in the way they should go, and they will not turn from it. So even when they're older, not depart from it. That means like it's grounded and it's rooted, and they've had opportunities to be trained and to be taught in the ways of God that you'll teach them. Here's another key scripture, and which is the second point. It is don't go too far. Like, don't go so far in disciplining them to where you break their spirit. You know, let me just read Ephesians 6:4. It says, do not, fathers, provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. I really like the Amplified Bible, what it says. It says, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger. Do not exasperate them to the point of resentment with demands that are trivial or unreasonable or humiliating or abusive, nor by showing favoritism or indifference to any of them, but bring them up tenderly with loving kindness in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. So you got to know the discipline of God. You got to know God's instruction, you know, before this comes. And ask God, like, if you already have kids, you say, God, help me with this. I need your advice. I need your wisdom in this. But the really important part that I like is he says, do not exasperate them to the point of resentment. Like, don't go too far. Like, remember why you're doing this. And if you feel like you've gone too far, apologize and say, look, I'm sorry. I went too far. I was getting ahead of myself. I was thinking too highly of wanting you to become this person. You know what I mean? That's when we kind of, when we, our flesh takes over and we want them to get something, but in actuality, it's what God wants for them. And we have to remind ourselves, it says, don't be unreasonable. Don't humiliate them. You know, some fathers, they're at a football game. They humiliate their sons in front of everybody, you know, because they missed a tackle. You know what I mean? Don't do that to your kid. You're going to break their spirit, you know. Don't be abusive. I mean, don't get to the point where you abuse your child, you know, to make them want to do something that you want them to do. It won't work that way. It says to do it tenderly with loving kindness in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. So that's the other one. Say you're sorry and then hold them. You know what I mean? If you feel like you've done wrong, if you feel like you've exasperated them or abused them or humiliated them, say you're sorry and hold them and let them know, look, I'm sorry. I was wrong. I'm trying to train you in the right way. And daddy got ahead of himself. Daddy thought he was bigger than God. So it was daddy's fault, you know, or mommy's fault. And just train them in the ways of the Lord. I mean, we got to do this because, guys, straight up, the school system is not going to teach your kids the right way. I've been substituting. I substitute taught for 3 to 4 years. I taught in an elementary school, and the school system is so secular in thought, especially where I live. If you live in my town, the school system will not train your children in the right way, guys. We have to be with them. We gotta monitor their habits. You know, we gotta be up in their face pretty much. You know what I'm saying? But still, we gotta do it tenderly, you know, in the eyes of the Lord. So that's step number two. So that, which brings me to the next point, which is point three, reprove and redirect. Know God's word and wisdom behind the matter. Understand what you're doing for their life, for your child's life. You're training them in the way they should go. Look, if your child is 16 years old and she has the body of an adult, she's not an adult. That doesn't make her an adult, y'all. It is still your job to train her in the right way that she needs to go, because her brain is not fully developed yet. Be up in her face, you know, not rudely, but like be active, be a part of their life, monitor their habits, establish trust within y'all's relationship. You know, establish trust, you know, grab her phone, you know, say, look, I need to see your phone. I need to see what you're looking at. You know what I mean? I need to monitor your habits. Try this. Try not giving them a phone, guys. I mean, look at this scripture right here. Right here. Proverbs 29:15, it says, the rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to his mother. Guys, we need to stop giving our kids, guys and gals, parents, we need to stop giving our kids the cell phone and let them be by themselves. The secular society will run rampant in their minds quickly. Within just a few taps on the screen of their phone, secular thought has got them. And if they're on that phone 16 hours a day, you know, 8 to 16 hours a day, it's not going to cut it, guys. We will no longer be a part of their life, and the trust barrier will be broken. And, you know, that relationship with you and your child, because your child is looking for this. They're looking for instruction. They need you. It says in Psalms 27:3-5 that children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies at the gate. Your children, proud children, bring proud parents, y'all. Be inside of their life. Let them know that you're there to train them and keep them in the ways of the Lord. So that's Proverbs 29:15 and Proverbs 13:24. So my last point is point four. Remind yourself of the blessings that they are in your life. Remind yourself that they're blessings, and they're not to be looked down upon because they're small. And they're not trained yet. It's our job to train them. Jesus said himself, he says, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven." When I first started substitute teaching and teaching y'all, I thought that since kids were small, they didn't know nothing, you know. But the more I was around them, the more I learned, like, hey, these are little human beings. They're little people that God has created. They're not yet trained by, you know, spiritual adults because they're still children, but they're still people. You understand what I'm saying? It's our responsibility as parents to show them the ways of the Lord, to guide them and direct them in the path that the Lord has called them to be. With all these scriptures I'm sharing with y'all, you guys, I mean, the word of God, scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. If we don't have the God, if we don't understand that the scripture is here for our benefit and for our children's benefit, then all other thoughts that are in our minds that are being taught to us by secular society are going to be passed on to our children. They're going to think that it's okay for what you do. And check this out. Children, let's face it, children are going to learn what you do. They're going to see you, and that's how they learn. So if they see you doing something within your household, they're going to think it's normal. If they see you on your phone 24/7, they're going to think that's normal, and that's what they're going to want to do, just straight up. If a daughter sees that her dad is at work most of the time, you know, and he comes home to love his family, she's going to think that's normal, you know. If her the mom stays home and, you know, cooks for the family and does all this stuff for the family, she's going to think that's normal. So just, I mean, it all comes down to who we are in Christ, how we identify in Christ, and we pass that along to our children's children. It's a heritage, like he says in Psalms 27:3, y'all. So let's get on it, guys. Like if we feel the need to be better parents, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's stop beating around the bush. Let's stop letting the secular society train our children. Let's let God's word train it by us changing ourselves in order to train them in the right direction. So just to review, let me just tell you. So Proverbs 22, train up a child in the way it should go, even when they're old and will not depart from it. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Proverbs 29:15, the rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to his mother. Proverbs 13:24, whoever spares the rod hates his child. That's a good one, y'all. I wanted to talk about that one. So Proverbs 13:24 says, whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligent to discipline him. And when I think of the rod, you think of spankings right off, like, you know, somebody used to spank you when you were a child, you know, and whether they did it for a good reason because you did something wrong and they wanted you to learn the right way. The Bible says that you can do that, you know, as long as you have that the Christ mind, the Christ mentality, and training them through the ways of scripture, there's nothing wrong with that. He calls it discipline, in fact. He says that the parent that does that, he loves his child for actually doing that, and is diligent to discipline his child. So you got to be diligent with your children. Like, you can't just do it like one weekend and then the whole week just leave them alone to their cell phone. No, you got to do it every day, every time you see them. You know, every opportunity, you let every opportunity be an opportunity for them to fail, to fall. Because when they fall inside the home, you're able to pick them up and say, look, this is how we're supposed to do it. When you train them in a home, you're training them for outside, what's going on outside. Because if you don't train them on the inside, they're going to be trained outside in the streets, in the tough world, in the secular world, y'all. So, man, the home is a place where we cultivate and we raise children in the right way so that when they do step outside their door, they know what to do. Teach them how to work for their money. Teach them how to do it when they work for their money. When they do chores, they get paid at the end of the week. You know what I mean? They learn how to spend money. You know what I'm saying? So we teach our children in the home so that when they go out into the world, they know how to make the right decisions. Give them an opportunity to make their own decisions. You know, don't give them full rein. Because if you give them full rein, that's not a good idea, because they're going to start learning things that they shouldn't be learning. So you got to keep a monitor on them. You got to monitor them, see what they're doing, give them a little bit of leeway here and there, let them make their own decisions. Come back to the dinner table, start fellowshipping, and help shape and mold them. That's what we got to do, guys. The way God shapes and molds us as his children, we got to do the same thing. We got to be like our Father in heaven. We got to learn from him in that we're his children. We're still being shaped and molded. You know what I mean? And that's how we learn how to raise our children, by the way God is raising us. And we still need discipline too. Let's face it. We do. Our mouth is out of control. You know, our finances are out of control. We don't treat people right. We slander. We gossip. You know, that those are things that God is helping us with, you know, and we teach that to our children. You know, remember that they're a blessing from the Lord. Remember that the kingdom of heaven is for children also, you know, and they're blessings. And don't look down upon them. Look at them as little people that are still need to be molded and shaped, you know, just like God looks down upon us, you know. Discipline your son. Proverbs 29:17. Discipline your son and he will give you rest. He will give you delight to your heart. He will give delight to your heart. Imagine if you have a disciplined son, a disciplined daughter. You know for sure you've given them so they've had so much trust, you know, established so much trust with you that you're able to let them actually go out and, you know, do what they say they're going to do. And you're at home sleeping peacefully because you've established that trust barrier with them to where you're like, I know what they're doing. You know, they're with these friends that I know that for sure these are good friends to be with. You know, they're good. She's good. She's taking care of, you know, until, you know, they got to come home or whatever, you know. So it's a process, guys. It's not just a and it's done. It doesn't work like that. Let's see. So I think that's about it, you guys. Thank you for watching. I mean, there's tons of scripture. Refer to the link that I leave in the description. And it's called openbible.info, and the topic is raising children. There's tons of scriptures, and I just pray that we learn as parents to raise our kids in the way that God has called us to raise our kids, y'all. So let's do it. Let's step up. You know, let's go against the grain the way Jesus calls us to be salt and light to the earth. And, you know, let's be good parents. Let's be Christian, you know, Christian parents, you know, godly parents, so that our kids can be trained in the right way and they can go out into society and be salt and light themselves in the earth, you know, and then eventually have their own children and pass that heritage on to them, y'all. So thanks a lot for watching, you guys. I have a podcast. Check it out. I'll try to leave a link in the description, and I'm going to put this on my podcast. I also have a YouTube channel where I put that on there also, and obviously my Facebook page. You guys are here. I appreciate you guys watching. Have a good one.